Okay.
Yeah. So we're holding here Perek Hey. So this Perek deals with a very interesting Nakuda. He's going off on Maimar Chazal. Let's start with the way he says it. HaMitzvah Shenasa Hashem Yisroch Yisroel Yesh Lishalev. He clears a Chakira Im Riba HaMitzvah Shletoiv Lahem Kimashmoz Tratakosuv. The having a lot of mitzvahs, is it good or not? Let's the simple question is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lot of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are a chance to get schar. Averis, you stay away from, you get schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have limited it to one mitzvah, one avera. I mean, Adam Arishin, that's how he started. One mitzvah, one avera. They Noach have seven. You could have, you know, when you give a test, you could have 5 questions, 10 questions, 100 questions. Is there any mile of having more mitzvahs? L'chura, there's miles in the chesronos. So he says, the pasuk mashma says, "Vayitzaveinu Hashem l'kein alasis achukim el le'toyv lanu kol hayomim u'tzdok v'goyim." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all these chukim, it should be good for us. In other words, it sounds as if the very having the mitzvah itself is good. But he says it's not a raya. The pasuk just says mitzvahs are good for a person. But then he brings the Gemara that's really going to be the focus that he speaks about. Mikom okrem kach muchach pshat ha-mayim ha-mefursim. Omer b'chanani ben akasha, rotza kach brocha liska zakas Yisrael, afikha hibron on Torah mitzvah, shem Hashem chofiz on tzidkoi, yagdo Torah v'yadim. So l'maisa, there we have mefursh ha-chazal, that speaks about the inyan of ribui mitzvahs, that the fact that Kach brocha gave us so many mitzvahs is positive. Umate ish liso, it says, David's question, anybody who struggles to keep mitzvahs knows that it would have been better to keep it like to a minimum, and we take our chances. You're telling me we want Kali Sof, forget about the fact that it would be easier, but the better chance to be Zogt Olam Haba is have less mitzvahs. Instead of needing to do 613 mitzvahs, keep it to 5 mitzvahs, 10 mitzvahs, whatever. V'mayezechlam, how would they meet mitzvahs, mashu mayezeh mitzvahs? What's the advantage of being mayezeh? The morale is not even speaking about the chance that you lose out, because if you have more avarice that you could do, you have more chance to mess it up. He's speaking simply on the schushabai, what's the maila of having many. So he brings a Rambam, a famous Rambam Pirush Mishnayis. V'Rambam Zal Pirush Sechtes Makis Zel Shoynoi Me Ikre Emuna B'Teira Ki Kashi Kaim Od Mitzvah Tag Mitzvah Kuroya Kehoygin V'Lo Shitev Im Kavanasa Mi Kavanas Oilom El Shiyasa Yisa Mi Avikon Shvatelach Hine Zoche L'Chayim Haba. So the Rambam says Pirush Mishnayis an extraordinary chiddush. He says that a person when he's Mekayim a mitzvah Kuroya V'Kehoygin, Koray Vagin says is that its kavana is pure. In other words, if you do a mitzvah with purely lishma, he's echdel mhaba. Valzema Reb Chananya. So Reb Chananya says, ka mitzvahs b'yoysim harbe, if you have a lot of mitzvahs, I efshah shalayas odem b'chayiv achas mehena amat kunta vasli musa. So at least one mitzvah in your life, you have 630 mitzvahs, and you have 120 years, you're bound to do at least one mitzvah lishma. That will be the schus. So the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis says Adava Nifla. He says that a person is zochet olam haba through doing a mitzvah lishma, and we have so many mitzvahs so that we have a chance to at least do one of them. He himself asks, I'm jumping the gun, but it's the obvious kasha that. We don't find ever that lishma should be ma'akif olam haba. It's wonderful to do lishma and it's gevaldik to do lishma, but never heard that it's an ikuva for olam haba. Chazal speak about rov mitzvahs and rov averis. You know, we get all sorts of different types of descriptions of who's olam haba. The idea that doing lishma is the only way is something that we don't find, and he asks from this. As a cynic?
He doesn't really think we can do all of it, so let us somehow give him enough.
No, but it's a chance. In other words, it's like when you want to encourage a kid, and a kid who's not the top performer, so you give him a lot of chances. You various activities. You do music, you do sports, you do this. Maybe one of them he'll excel and he'll do good. You know, it's
like all the misses weren't necessarily given that were expected.
Well, first of all, that's part of the kasha. You see, Imela, if it would say in Chazal that they look for one mitzvah and they put you into Gan Eden, that's one thing. It doesn't say that. It says you go basarayv. So it's not just one good mitzvah, you go basarayv. Now, the Rambam brings a riot. Rambam doesn't say things stop. The Rambam brings a riot. Umasha Yerl Ikazer. It says Rav Hanani ben Tradian asked, "Ma ani l'chaylam haba?" He asked, "Do I have chelkom haba?" Ve'shiva ameshiv, and the person answered him over there, "Klum ma'ase bol yotcha? Did you ever do some mitzvah? Klum ma'ase bol yotcha? Kloy ma'sisim etzik ha'hoigen." He said, obviously, he wasn't asking Rav Chaim ben Tradian, did you ever do any mitzvahs? I mean, it's not a game. I mean, how silly can you get? So, what he asked him, Klum Ma'aseh Yotcha, did you ever do something perfect? Ve'shivoi, he responded, K'nizdamna lo'i mitzvah tztaka ala shleimus. He did a mitzvah tztaka. It says over there, he had two pockets. One with Moaz Purim, first Purim Suda, one with tztaka. He got mixed up, and he was machmen, made everything tztaka. So he brings a raya. The Rambam doesn't stop and say these things. The Rambam is bringing a raya from a chazal. So it's a raya, but it's still very, very hard to understand. So first of all, he asks, we'll skim through it. The Gemara over there says, you go berov mitzvahs or rov averis. And over there we're talking about olam haba, meaning the real olam haba. Let's pause a minute to get that straight. Most Rishonim learn that the following is true. These are the different phases of existence in Schar. There's this world, where we are. There's the Tkufa that they call Olam HaNeshamos, which is between when we die and the Olam Haba / Chias HaMesim, which is one and the same. And there's a third kufa of Olam Haba Chias HaMesim, which is the world to come, a new world, completely rehabilitated and perfect and so on. That's the way most Rishonim learn. The Rambam learns that Chias HaMesim is a temporary phase, and then it's again an Olam of all Neshamas forever. But when it says that there's a Yom HaDin, three Yom HaDin, it says it first. Places, so we're talking about the Yom HaDin HaGadol for Olam Haba, for the world to come, for that perfect world. V'asim Ayil Olam Haba, Dokama Tzadik Gemurah Tamach Olam Haba. Places they're very famous. Ve'eich Yista Gemara. So how can you go against the Forsha Gemara? The Gemara says it go basaray. Bim Yoma the Hoda Amina Shavil Mezach Olam Haba means that he did one mitzvah without an avera. So he says. So then. It's not that he's getting more schar, it's just that he didn't do averis, so he has one more. That can't be right. If the Rambam means if he did this mitzvah and didn't do any averis more than that, he said then it's pasha. It's a Mishnah in Ketushin. It says kolisim mitzvah meitivin loy merichli yom v'nechol kol haaretz. So that can't be it. And he says over there, there's a pshat, maybe one mitzvah more than machzav v'noyis also doesn't make any sense. He goes through all possibilities. Al Kapanim, he says, the Rambam is Shver. So he has a kasha on the Rambam. He's not going to answer the Rambam Shita. Maybe we'll have a teretz that won't be too far from what he says, Pshat Nev Chazal. Now he's going to say Pshat Nev Chazal, and then bring out the point that he wants to bring out in the big picture. V'orav Chanim HaChadis, he brings the mice over there. Hachi is awesome. Kishacholar Besim and Kisma. When Rabbi Yisrael got sick, Rabbi Chanan Chazan asked him, "Mani l'olam haba? Do I get olam haba?" Amalei told him, "Klum ma'ase bol yotcha? Did you ever have an event that was extraordinary?" He said, "Moshe Prince Chav Moshe Tztaka." Amalei came a chelk choyei chelki umegarolchi garoli atkan. So one pshat he says the maral al derech hapshat is v'nira loyish b'shvil mitzvah zayzisko l'olam haba rak sheroa b'kiya mitzvah achas k'tikna mo'oyit sh'yemach mebo mashkos ramzal b'asmoy shemizeh ha'mayse roa sh'kiya mitzvah achas k'tikna u'mizeh yodea sh'tzadikah mekiya mitzvah z'b'nol haba. So the first shot in Al Hazdik Gemara is simple. He said that you need a barometer. I mean, we all do the right things and the nice things and the wonderful things. So am I a ben olam haba? I need to find an unusual case. In other words, if I ask you if this building is strong or not, and you tell me, well, it stands. Good, so most buildings stand, and that's fine. But if I tell you there was once a packed crowd of 1,000 people upstairs, they were dancing and singing, and nothing happened, that's a raya. In other words, we're looking for the extraordinary maisa to be malamed on the rest. So he asked him, am I ben olam haba? So he said, well, tell me, did you ever do something that's good in an extreme? So that would be a proof that you're ben olam haba, and that was the maisa proof. Okay, so that's obviously a shot, and it's fine. Now he says the second one. This is, we'll focus a little bit more on this. V'oidani oimer, ki masha oma klum maisa boliotcho, loyser mitzayna loyma mi maisa mitzvach zizkom haba. He didn't mean that. Certainly not like that. Rak hoyasher le klum maise bol yotcha shemina maise yesh la hafchen simin olam hava ve oma mois per neshav mois stoka ve chilakta yisrael aniyim. Let's talk about, let me first explain it outside, then we'll see it inside. The Maral is explaining, there's a big yisoid that he's presenting here. And let's explain a little bit outside. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, to us, I mean, the way we're used to it, even without the nuance of difference between Olam and Hashem and Olam Haba, is Olam Hazeh is the factory where we work, and Olam Haba is where we get the schar and so on. It's just a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out schar. It's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous vehicles of schar. That's our picture of it. It's a very distorted picture, and it's not like that at all. It's not the way we need to picture it. The picture of it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. And Olam Hazeh is a world that its entire mitzias is physical. It's a time it sees, I mean, the enjoyments, the things that people look forward to. When people speak about the real world, they mean the values, the goals, the aspirations, everything that makes this world, the ambitions. This world is about X, Y, or Z. And if somebody has a bigger house, it's nicer, cheshiva, more comfortable, better. By every yardstick, that's what it is. And it's a totality of a metzius. Olam Haba is a totality of a metzius that is very different. Just like in our own Dalaramis, we have kids and adults, and the same physical reality is two worlds. For the kid, there's one world, one set of ideas and values and things like that, and in the same Dalaramis, an adult has a very different set of ideas and understandings. And what to a kid seems to be nice, to an adult seems to be worthless, and vice versa. I remember I once read a short story when I was in high school. So this is going back a while back, and it was, I guess, it was a classic of sorts. It was about a really, really driven stockbroker. In the old days, before they had computers, the guy would stand with certificates, and you'd actually get the certificates mailed in. It was a real stock. It wasn't a digital program taking off something. You actually had something. You got a stock. And this boy lived, and so the story is the boy was like a dreamy little kid, not, and the father was a hard driven, like, you know, alpha type male, finances, money, finances, that. The kid used to get a little spending money, and he decided that the writer was the kid. He decided, you know, with some of the money, he used to see these beautiful stock certificates in his father's office. So he found the cheapest ones, and wherever he saved up the money, he bought one, and he pasted it on his room. You know, they're nice, they're big, they have these seals on it. I don't know if anybody here still remembers what old stock certificates look like. You got your money's worth. I mean, the company could go down, but you got something there that was hefter. One morning, his father comes into his room, and this was obviously with the crash of 29. And he said his father was like a different person, like a Sheva Kli, looked like a Gosa. And his father, but he didn't lose his meanness, that stayed, like he was kind of a very, and he sat down and he looked at his kid and said, "Kiddo, you thought you're bright, you thought you're a smart kid, yeah? I saw you buying stock certificates." So you see all these stock certificates? The only value they have is to post up on your walls. That's the only thing it's worth. And like he was very puzzled because he never had a different Hava Mina. I mean, you know, he didn't see B'maiko Mifligi. You know, Mar Achadav Leko Mifligi. There was no Machlekes here. But it's two worlds. To this kid, to the father, the world of stock was the value and the increase, etc., etc. To the kid, so two people in the same physical materials in two worlds. The idea that for us, someone who has trappings, there's a chshivas. Chshivas does is measured in certain things. And then there's a different type of chshivas of where a person is a very deep person. We do have kavanah Torah when the person is the head of a big yeshiva and has a big frack and has pictures a lot in the Mogia. But somebody that we met that nobody knows about, but the person has oitzris of Amkus and Yediyah and Yerushalayim Midas, but no one discovered him. We don't feel terribly, unless we're big Bal Nefesh, we don't feel such awe and such a sense of things, because at the end of the day, our world is still a little more subtle, but it's still an exterior world and so on. So you're talking about two different worlds. So Olam Haba is not just Schar will be coming to us in X amount of years. The world will be recast, and it will be a world of Olam Haba. And either you're shaykh to that world, or you're not shaykh to that world. Just like to one person, if you tell them that some great violinist is coming and giving a performance in Carnegie Hall, he says this is the greatest thing that could ever happen, and he'll run b'chol moedei. And the other person who has no interest in it is meaningless. It's dreary. It's a punishment. It's not something to pay for. It's something that maybe his parents are punishing him and taking him along. You know, like that's the sense of it. Klum, the question: a person's in this picture of things, that scheme of things, a person in this world is trying to develop into a Ben Olam Haba. In other words, a member of the world of Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba doesn't mean that you get schar. Ben Olam Haba means you are a part of that world. You're a citizen of that world. That's your world. And therefore he said, show me that something happened that you are of that world. So he says, Bama, he says, most poor in this kalf mo tzedaka, v'chaktas aniyim. But davarim is muflag. I mean, yes, it's something. I prepared $100 or $200 for Sudas Purim that really wouldn't have knocked it Sudas Purim, and I had some spakers, so I cut my Sudas Purim very much. So what was the inyan that he had a schnitzel left? Was that the inyan? But davar remez muflag. He says Chazal meant something. Ki mo'ol shol Purim eina oimdim rak l'ribui achila v'shtia. Most Purim are achila v'shtia. That's what it is. V'lohoya yoyim hazeh yoyim sheish be kedusha. If that would have been a day, had there been any kedushin form of kedushas hayoyim that's mechayev suda, lahoyah suda in gashmi gamri. Suda Shabbos is not like that. Shahoyah is a kvoda yomayz kedushasay. Avlo ein be yomayz kedusha. There is no kedusha. We are deficient of an omer here. Maybe it's mixed up. Let's just see. The blank page looks like that's the Amid. I have a copy by me, so I can read it. There isn't that much on this. You have a safer. I have a photo of the safer. It's fine. So he says like this. V'achilu v'shtiyah z'do v'gashayim hazad, it's kula gashmi. On the other hand, he says, mos aniyim, I'll read you what he says and I'll explain it. Shemos aniyim hefech se, ki ho'oni yadua she'en olam hazad klal, v'inen imetuz olam hazad. Let's talk a little bit about the point that he's making here. And this is so the way the Maral learns up in Oymek and Chazal. When a person eats, eating means different things to a person at different times. A person sometimes just found something very good to eat. His wife made a very good meal and he's hungry and he's eating. And it's all about food. He's hungry, the food is very good, and that's what he's doing. Of course, make a bracha before you have to. But he's indulging and it's food. Sometimes, the suda zechatimtza. I have to be mareach sam asarach. It's polite that I'm serving a meal. Mechotanim come, and this is all about mechotanim. It's not to do about the suda, and so on. An ani means someone who doesn't have. He has no olam hazeh really. The only thing that he's doing with the money is keep himself alive. In other words, sudas aniyim, mos aniyim. In its mohus is the money that there is no indulgence in it. The person has no sense of that, and yet the person is, and it's all just about being mekayim the guf. That's mos aniyim. So the mitzvah of mos aniyim is mohus that basically is only there for kiyim aguf. That's basically what an ani does with the money. Purim is a suda that has the least amount of kedusha associated with it. In that sense, it's not a kedusha hayyim the kesuda. I'm not honoring the day. The mitzvah is to eat, as opposed to Shabbos Yom Tov, where there's a kveid hayyim coming out of it. So let's take an example. A person who is going out to eat. So if he's a big balachila, he likes eating, sits, and he orders the thing that he likes the most, and that's what he wants. If a person is doing a business deal and he's sitting with somebody in a deal on something, and it's a really big deal, it's very important to him, so the suit is all about what is this guy like and what will make him feel just right, and all I'm thinking the whole suit is not what I would like to eat, but what I would like, which wine would get him in the right mood to make the deal. It's a call nothing. Take a person who's both. He's a big balachila, like she did, and he's now involved in a business deal, and a very important business deal. He comes back, and his wife, who knows how much their husband cherishes his Kreplach and whatever other stuff he owes, I said, no, what was the food like? And he says, I don't know. I mean, this guy, I got him the best wine, and I did this. I didn't even notice what I was eating. So what happened at that was the world that he was in was the world of business and not in the world of Achila. The world, at that particular setting, he was in one framework as opposed to another. He said the two mitzvahs of Hanina had, the Chanina had, were a Moz Purimdika mitzvah and a Moz Aniimdika mitzvah. His default setting was Moz Aniim. In other words, that was his world. It wasn't just that he sacrificed the few dollars. I mean, sure, it was Yotze Mitzvah Suris Purim, whether they could afford Kishke or not afford Kishke. Most Purim, the defaults are just like for a person who's a Baal Achila, the first thing he thinks about when eating in a restaurant is, where's the food better? Another person goes out to eat because he wants to rub shoulders with important people. It's a big event. So he doesn't care what they serve, is where are all the fancy people? Where is so-and-so eating, so-and-so eating? It's different worlds. And by being modest, by saying mitzvah, the halachas, he had no chiyuv. But mitzvah, mo'os staka, was the default setting for him. That showed there's a ben olam haba. So just like a person who, whatever he wants to eat out, he asks himself, where are the right people eating out? Where are all the fancy people eating out? That's one type of personality. Another personality says, where do they serve the biggest steaks, or the thickest steaks, or whatever it is? It's another type of person. A ben olam haba means that his automatic kesha is with things that are not gashmi. So, I'm sorry? Taket, the lesboya nafshe means it's only to be seveya. When a person eats something good, you usually eat more than you should. Experience has shown, because you're not eating it to get full, you're desperately hungry. I had a cousin of mine, not a from Yid, it's retired, his wife was nifta, and didn't have much in his life to look forward to. No, nothing bad, just nothing. And he would tell me that his highlight is he eats out in a restaurant. He lives in a Tanya, he eats out there in a Siddish restaurant. He likes the chon, the kugel, whatever they serve. But he has a problem that he gets full. So he takes long walks on the boardwalk. He should be able, and he laid it down bare bones, but that's L'seva Nafsha is a mila. This is what I need, and this is, I don't want to go off tangent, but Ramban, when he speaks of the difference between Taiva and Tzorech in Nitzavim, that's the point that he means. L'seva Nafsha means it's there only to take care of a need, not. So he says, I'm reading still a little bit from the missing page here. The kol shechelka shayiroi b'olam hazeh shem rabba u'kamoi shebemzav chenim atchana atzadik shay nisa seif ter imoi b'lei chelka b'olam hazeh raka kol shem l'olam haba v'alze oma imkein mechelki yechelki. He said, if this is your chilek, if this is who you are, I wish I could be part of it. Ki simen yeso shechelka shayiroi b'olam hazeh u'shalom haba. In other words, it's as if he was saying, and now we're back to the Tzadik Aleph, it's as if he was saying his mo'os purim are Moos Aniyim Dik. Even the things that most people indulge in as a physical mitzvah, he saw it as something else. So he says, Ume'ata in Raya Klal, V'chaza Kushan Mekoyim, and my first answer goes, well, it's like a soil figure of the mitzvah. So he's back again to the square one, and he wants to do it. So now the Maral is going to answer his Yesoid, and he's going to say, explain Pshat, and this is the point that he's making. Let's talk about this outside also. Gemara is going to be saying a very big chiddush, and it's an oimek in understanding our relationship to Torah and mitzvahs. We can understand Torah and mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and he dumped Torah and mitzvahs on us. He said, Rabbi Isai, okay, let's take a look. This and this and this are the things you ought to do. And they're hard, they're not easy. If you do it, you have a lot of schar, and so on and so forth. He says no. And we'll explain it to bring riots. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, what's unique in Klal Yisrael is that they have a hachana for Torah and mitzvahs and neshama. Let's give sort of an example. There was a famous Baal Tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Ika Israeli. He was an artist, big artist. a real Bohemian, like the king of the Bohemia. This is in the 70s, and he became frum. He died recently, I don't know, a year or two ago. And he was a big painter, liked painting things and so on. And after he became frum, we do a lot of times radio shows, and someone asked him, you know, like, the way the creative world runs, isn't it a waste of talent? Like, people with talent like you will never be able to realize their talent. And he said, someone who has a real talent for art will pick up a pen and start drawing and not be able to stop. It will burst out from the person no matter what, because that's the nature of the talents and drives you have. People who have achan in their nefesh will be restless until they find it. So there are things that we can be taught to do. There are things that we can see as being important to do, but we're not going to be restless until we do it. But when you have something in you, a person who is very emotional and he needs to express it, is going to try writing, singing. He needs to do it. And v'chein hala, anything that we have a hachana for means, A, we have a drive to realize it. B, it describes who we are. An autistic person is not describing a person who draws well or who's made a profession out of it. It's a person whose nature is very touched and sensitive to aesthetics. That's an autistic person. Klal Yisrael has a built-in aptitude for ruchnius and mitzvahs, that's part of our mitzvahs. If we ask ourselves, how is Klal Yisrael different than Umis Ha'olam? The answer is, we have it built in. Now, if a guy becomes a ger, he certainly gets it. Does it mean that we automatically are candidates for schar if we do aveiros? No. It says Klal Yisrael has big yetzeharos because sometimes that restlessness turns you against it. Very few goyim will display the anti-religious vehemence that an anti-religious Jew can muster. And it's very clear that it's coming from the same Shoresh. It's very clear that the reason why, you know, if you walk by and a normal guy wouldn't care very much if you look frum, whereas a Jew might be a lot more upset for no reason, seems, because it's coming from the same Shoresh. He has a chana for it, and he has to struggle with it, pro or against. That lahachis bit means that you care about it. Something that's not off the radar screen, you don't, you know, there's no lahachas to it. Klal Yisrael has that achana, and there is no question of it being fair or not fair, because that's not really it's not a question of fair or not fair, because it's not automatic. But when we do have it, it fits us. It's something that's part of us. And he says, oh, so now let's see it inside. Klal Yisrael is being muchanim to Torah, being shayach to it. In other words, every mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael means he created Klal Yisrael with what he called a receptor for it. He built us to fit Torah mitzvahs. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil Klal Yisrael, the neshama of Klal Yisrael is a neshama that has in itself hachana for it. And that's why sometimes, you know, one of the things you get when people who become observant, then it sort of comes to that, like things click in. The person was as much outsider as somebody who was not a heat. And you do find most of the time a difference, a real difference. Klal Yisrael has a chana kifi the volume of Torah and mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving Torah and mitzvahs to cover the entire range of a person's metzias meant that a person lumasay has a chan in every eva. There's something pushing, begging, waiting for this. You find a chazal that says that anyone who saw Abi Ha'olam, anybody in Klal Yisrael is a Ben Olam Haba. And once again, if we define Ben Olam Haba the way crudely we define it as just simply a lot of schar, then it doesn't make sense. How could a tinoik that? The answer is Olam Haba is another metzias. And being a Ben Olam Haba means you have a makom without metzias. So if you're an adult and you mess it up, Midas Adin says that you get out, that you're not. But Kasha has an instinctive shaykhus thing. Sort of question, well, let's pause a second. So there's a question, is it fair or is it not fair? So let's work it out. And there is a bit of a paradox here, but I think we'll understand it a little bit. Let's say you have a society where you say anyone who learns, who knows 100 blot, can go into the Vilna Gaon's blotshir, whatever it is. We'll describe that. Now, part of that is if you haven't learned that madrega, you're not going to appreciate the shir either. Because it's not just like an arbitrary barrier. We're saying that unless you can do X, Y, and Z, you're not going to appreciate it either. So if I tell somebody, if the prize is a set of Rambams, so it's forget just the exterior niceness of putting a lot of Rambams in your bookshelf, but you appreciate it only if it's meaningful to you. In other words, if you come along and you say, all the Chazal were Umas Olam abode in the Torah because they didn't like it, because it says, oh, Sig Zolan, and you know, Sinaf, or it says, Osad Lovel did them Sukkah. It's not, they're not just kind of arbitrary meanness, because Baruch Hu knew what to pick to trip them up. They're not interested in that. You know, if Torah includes, if Ruchnis life includes Kedusha, we have a Klal, Avdef Keren Yichalei. You told the Eved, you know, you can become a Bechor. What does that mean? That you have one wife and you have to dress like a mensch and behave. Says, I don't know. I'm not sure that it's worth it. Avdef Kirin Nichim means it's Paskin Aloch. It's not a schus for him. But it's not a schus for him because he doesn't want that. Give him the choice. That's what he wants. A Ruchnistic world is only enjoyable if that's you. So in the absolute sense, that world is higher. It's cheshiva. I remember I grew up in Lower East Side, and people there were some wealthy people, but everybody was pashut. That was the mitzvah. If you had any sophistication, you moved out. But this, the common denominator was, it was a pashut life. There was a man there who was a millionaire. Very few people grew up there, and he used to fix gas ranges and then collect copper and sold it and bought houses and rented them out, you know. And he never missed a day of work. He went every day in the hot summers, in the cold winters. He went every day with his thing, with the wrench, and fixing gas ranges. And his Hanoi life would be on a hot summer day. He would come back in the afternoon. He would sit down on a garbage can. You turn up the lid, just like a seat. The old ones, I don't know today, but the old days, the bigger garbage cans, you could sit down on it, and he would throw chunkies, those candies. In those days, all candies were considered kosher. Default setting candy was kosher. You would know about these things. And he would throw out chunkies, and kids would catch it. My father asked him once, he said, Mr. So-and-so, he said, you know, Baruch Hashem, there's help, you have money, it's that. Why don't you go to Grossinger's a week, 2 weeks, take, be like a mensch, you know, like what do you think, like, where are you spending? He used to sit with his undershirt and throw out candies. I remember this. He said, I don't have any table manners.
don't know what to talk about. I'm going to sit down at a hotel, and I'm going to not know what to do with my knife and fork, not know what to speak to people. People are going to look to me like some animal escaped from a zoo. It's going to be 2 weeks of Gehenna. He says, I like this. This is my life. He said, I come home, I take a shower, I take a bag of chunkies, I throw it out, the kids like it. This is my life. And you know, that's so. Is it fair? Well, I don't think the Ummah Salam would appreciate an Olam Haba with Shtemdes and Gemaras. I think they would pass on it. And Olam Haba is a world that's Ruchni. And they don't have a Achana for it. They could, being that the Tzelem or Akim, they have a potential for Achana. It's like, you know, sometimes when you build, you leave an open pipe to put sinks and stuff in. Sometimes for inspection, whatever, you cover it, and then you can break through and then do it. There'll be a ticket on the world, whatever. You know, I don't know all the details, but that's the, you know, there'll be a ticket. But understand, Klal Yisrael is unique. That we have a chana means that it's in us. And being and having a chelik in this Olam Haba is something which Klal Yisrael is be'etzim is mishtekik to. Be'etzim. It also creates, if you have a feeling that this is where, for instance, a person that's not an ambitious person, he doesn't care for money, so if you're not making money, you know, it doesn't bother him so much. A person is very ambitious and he's not making money, becomes bitter and resentful. And everybody else is a ganif, and who needs money anyway, and, you know, and so on and so forth, that litany. When somebody talks loudly about something, you understand that he really, really pines for it, but he's got it, but he can't get to it. Klal Yisrael, their anti is also coming because it bothers him. Why is he sitting and learning is bothers him? So he'll lash out and he'll say, you're doing nothing, or whatever it is. But if someone else, I don't know what you want from your life. You know, come on, you know, come in. You got to be kidding. I mean, I could be laying on the couch watching a football game besides doing my Spanish. You got to be kidding. Like, what's the point? Klal Yisrael is muchem for it, and that's why even a tino who didn't do mitzvahs, but he's a ben olam haba because mitzvah shoros neshama. That's what he has. Avol inyan hu v'mashem amjeshem teir umuchanim teir mitzvahs b'shvil achanosam leteir yisko chayom haba. Because they have that achana, they bnei olam haba. V'chein chas shalom loy mashanatzim de'golus. V'einonu yecholim lekayim harbe mitzvahs. He says, what about all the mitzvahs that we can't do? Most of the mitzvahs in the Torah. I mean, kachim, taharis, bichalokim uchayshim mishpat. We're not mekayim. The majority of mitzvahs we don't have. It's like one of the amazing things is that when Mashiach comes, we'll be Balei Tshuva. We have no experience with Taris, what you touch, who should touch, when should touch. We have no experience with going up and bringing Karbanis. Yom Tovim are all about going to Yerushalayim and bringing Karbanis. So, Shalel Chelek by Zimishal and Kayim, Chas Vashon Dovakazeh, Lemait Mishleimus Hadoris Shemesu, Al Mashon Abnei Torah, Vishon Achonel HaTorah. Having that achana, yeshon eschav chater kula, and that's the meaning of learning, by the way, about in yanim of kachim and so on, is it helps sharpen that sense. It helps awaken. If we have something covering over it, it brings it out. When we talk kachim, when we talk tyrus, we develop that achana in us. Yeshon chater yeshon eschav chater kula, v'dozeh bor v'ispar dozeh Hashem. So therefore, he says, we'll just finish up, it's pretty much the end of the Perek. He says, Valzeh amar b'chanina dvarav, ki ruach tach shvall zaksi esot kirim tar mitzvahs harbe, v'muchon es harmod. That's the schus for Klal Yisrael. V'zeh uschus Yisrael kishan mitzvahs harbe b'yoysa, v'lachan tzchorim yigad l'yoysa. So he says, l'mayis, that's the schar for Klal Yisrael is, Akadosh Baruch Hu's giving mitzvahs made a profound change in us because Akadosh Baruch Hu gave us the shaped us for the mitzvahs, and even if we mess up on a mitzvah, as long as we don't have chasson kavana bedafka to be oiker, as long if we messed up, but we still are bnei Torah, we still have a bari a bnei olam haba, and that's the schus that Akadosh Baruch Hu gave us with that. we'll hold it here. And so next time we'll try to, we'll finish up. It's not much finish up. And I do want to go back and address the Rambam in Pirush Rashi. I think the Kavanah of the Rambam, it falls in with a certain range of what we spoke about. Okay. Yeah, sorry.